This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
It's winner-take-all time in the NBA and NHL, and FanDuel's giving you a shot to bring home a big win of your own. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $150 to bet on spreads, money lines, player props, and more. Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make every playoff shot count. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show on RadioAlice.com. Just a heads up, it's not for work, it's not for kids, but it is a good time. Available right here on RadioAlice.com.
You only hear it on the Secret Show. You won't find it on your radio. Oh, maybe you're not hip enough to know that Sarah and Vinny's got a secret show.
Don't do it.
Don't
just,
trade back.
Just leave it.
You're married to this one now.
This is it right here. Uh-huh. This is my future.
What's your Instagram? It's Rudy Ortiz. Yeah, I looked you up, buddy. I couldn't find you. It's Rudy Ortiz.
This is going to be like one of those who's on first situations. Mm-hmm. At It's Rudy Ortiz.
Except not funny.
Oh, God.
Hey, am I super low?
Yeah. You know what I've thought about with Rudy is I have this little laugh in my heart that he's going to make it as a huge stand-up comedian, and he's going to be in some, maybe it's a Rolling Stone interview, or maybe he's on The Tonight Show, and they're going to ask, you know, what's next? What's your big dream? And then he's going to say, I always really wanted to be a motivational speaker. And they're going to be
like, I
can't
hear him. No. Can you turn everybody?
That's hysterical. But the truth is, that would be it, right?
It's the artist. The artist side of me is going to come out when I actually have a platform. And they're going to be like, get the fuck out of here. They'll be like, that's hilarious.
Right. That's what I mean. They'll think you're still joking and you'll be all, no, I want to do a TED talk.
And then I'm going
to
end up doing it and people won't take me seriously and I'll just go crazy. I'll go like Kanye. I'll go full Kanye because they're not understanding my genius.
You don't get it. You know what, though? Serious.
It's a luxury to go full Kanye. Like, you got to be at a certain place to go full Kanye.
Right.
People can't go full Kanye.
No.
Only if you're Kanye, or so it'll be a good, if you are able ever in your life to go full Kanye, it means you've made it.
But let's be honest though, after seeing Kanye go full Kanye, okay, isn't it just like an advisory to anybody out there that's striving for notoriety? Isn't it just reminding you, hey man, if you get too far out there, who knows if you'll ever be able to come back?
So you're saying there's a lesson that we can all learn from Kanye.
There's a lesson here. When you have a million people telling you you're a genius, and then you start believing that shit over, and you start believing that shit yourself, and you hear it over and over again, it's like you're basically like a body floating out in the ocean. Like, nobody can help you. You're far away from the shore. The waves are no longer moving you. You're just a spot on the radar.
You think that's where you want to be, but you don't realize you're about to drown.
Did you read, and I can't speak to this because I don't know, but Snoop said, it's because of who he married. He didn't marry a black woman.
I didn't read that.
I did read that. And you know what? Number one, there's obviously a lot of like ridicule for any man that gets involved with the Kardashian clan to some extent. You know, there's a stigma.
It does
that
undermine
comes with
your credibility quite a bit.
Right. And
but also, they're not going to stand up to him in any way.
Yeah.
Because they're.
They're all about the publicity.
They're fans, and they just want to be on his train as well. So
yeah, they spell controversy with a K. Like, that's their thing. That's their
They're only ever looking for the thing that happened to Chloe with Tristan Thompson. It's the best thing that could have happened to them.
Right.
They're back in the news cycle again, and people are feeling for them.
Now, in terms of Snoop saying that this is what happens because he didn't marry a black woman, I understand where he's coming from with that because I think he made that statement right after Kanye was on TMZ and said that slavery was a choice.
Ugh.
Which if you ask me, if you watch that entire interview, there was some context to it that is completely missed out by the masses because we're only getting a snippet of what he said. But still, though, just aesthetically speaking, saying slavery was a choice, It looks terrible. It's horrible. So Snoop saying that Kanye said that because he didn't marry a black woman, I could understand where he's coming from, because if his mom, a lot of people take his mom as an example, who passed away due to plastic surgery.
Yeah.
A lot of people are saying if his mom was around, somebody in his life, somebody stable, an anchor in his life, if they were around, there's no way he would have even kind of even leaned in that direction.
Well, he wouldn't have gotten to this point in his life.
Exactly.
I really think I like your analogy where he's floating on the ocean, because he's anchorless.
Right.
Like, even though he's got this whole family and these three kids now with Kim Kardashian, he's still this. He just seems to be sort of a side in their life. Like, you know, I don't think of Kim Kardashian as being a dedicated wife of Kanye. She just seems like she's gone on business as usual. They're apart more than they're together.
Yeah.
When it's convenient for them, they get together and co-parent, I guess. But he's in Wyoming cutting albums right now.
Yeah.
And she's doing, you know, posting nude photos of herself on Instagram yesterday.
And by the way, they're saying that the new album is supposed to be phenomenal.
Well, they always say that till everybody hears it, and then yeah. you go, oh, it's just so another shitty Kanye record.
But is it, I mean, isn't it just a weird, it's just such a weird, I don't know if it's a coincidence at this point, but isn't it just strike you as odd that every guy that gets involved with that family, at least on the fame spectrum, you know, the famous people that we know that are involved with that family, just seem to go down this a downward spiral that they just can't get out of?
Yeah.
Lamar Odom started smoking crack. Rob Kardashian, everybody just can't get off of him because I guess he's just, you know, people think that he's a loser to some extent. Even though he does have his own sock company, and I would kill to have my own sock company. Did that fold?
I heard it did.
Okay, nope.
I could be wrong. You know, I was also thinking about who was I just thinking of? That Chris Humphreys kid.
Yeah, the one that was married to
he's a joke. He was married to Kim for
right.
70
like
days
seven,
or something.
7 hours or something.
Yeah,
like
he's a total joke. So he's got the taint on him.
Hi. But he got out fast though.
He did. I was who's the guy that she was banging when her and his family said it was Reggie Bush.
That was
he got out.
Right.
He backed away from that. Like, she wanted to get married. She loved him. It was, you know, on. And his mom was like, she's a porn star.
Right.
You're breaking up with her right now.
Right. And his life wasn't ruined, but the knock on him that people will always attach the Kardashians to, the knock on him is that he never flourished into the player that he was supposed to be.
Mm.
And that is true. Just as a sports spectator, I mean, yeah, he never became the player that he was supposed to be. And a lot of people are always going to attach, oh, the fact that he was with Kim Kardashian. But yeah, I just think it's really
odd.
That
Scott Disick is a total loser. Of course, nobody knew.
Oh, yeah.
It's Courtney's baby daddy.
Right. With the weird beard. See, yeah. when I see a Scott Disick type of beard, it makes me question my own beard. Because I'm like, I don't know.
No.
I don't want to go down the Disick road.
You do have a beard.
I told you, Vinny.
I don't notice it the same way that I notice
happening.
It on other people.
Oh, it's full on. It's not just happening. It is.
It's there.
Okay? It's happened. That happened
there.
To your face.
And it's happening. I've had more people notice that. I had a new. He was like, hey, man, nice beard. I was like, thank you, Uber driver. I appreciate that.
So you're growing that as long as you can.
I'm going to try to make this happen. I really am. It took me a long time.
How
to
long are you
going to
let
point.
It go?
Well,
don't go James Harden length, right?
No, no.
Oh, he actually emerged fairly unscathed.
He was
involved?
He was dating Khloe for,
a minute.
A couple
and
months.
And then Lamar
after,
showed up
again,
and needed
he
help.
Got dropped, right,
right. And he went.
She went running back to Lamar when he OD'd. And James Harden was like, yeah, yeah, baby, whatever you got to do.
Wow.
Believe me, I got a port in every...
I'm not here for that.
Yeah, right. Seriously.
That's for sure.
Well, good for him. Good for him, because he's
he
doing
escaped.
Just fine now. But maybe there's a secret underneath that beard that we don't know about. That could be it.
Like
it could
a Kardashian scar?
Kardashian scar, yeah. Mm. But I don't think I could get it that long, though, Sarah. There's no way I can get it that long.
Well, are you going to try?
I'm going to try to keep it nice and...
Yeah, keep
I don't
it
want
tight.
It, I don't want it bushy.
Don't, yeah.
And I don't want
that.
It scraggly. I just want it to look
but
nice.
But not too tight, because then it looks a little too, like, manicured. And,
right.
You know.
There's got to be a small combination of, like, I care, and also I just woke up like this.
Right.
You know, it's a combination.
Right.
It's a combination
Your
of those
Your beard has bed head.
Yeah.
It's all flattened out on one side.
I have a highly manicured,
I don't give a fuck look.
I've curated this look.
I'm working on it, though, yeah. And I even started putting oils in it.
Oh, God, really?
But here's the thing, though. Not no cheesy oils. This is like some good stuff. Like,
are
it smells like coconut
grades
oil.
Grades of oil? Oh, yes. You have been smelling coconutty lately.
Thank you.
What do you put in your hair?
This is some regular cheap stuff. I just use Axe pomade.
Oh.
Yeah, I go with the Axe pomade. Because it's only
$8. Do you feel that you have to have pomade? Couldn't you just get a shorter haircut and not slick it back?
No. First of all, I have a weird shaped head, so I can't.
You don't.
I do, man.
Let me see. Take off
the
headphones
stupid.
And show us the
Who
weird
told
shape.
You that?
Okay,
yeah,
so check this out. You can't really see it now.
Oh,
but let me explain something
all
to
the
you.
Way around.
Yeah, I don't see. Right,
it looks like
I
a regular
don't
head.
See it.
Let me explain something to you about. About 10 years ago, I grew my hair out really long, and it was beautiful. It was just banging curls. It was nice, right? And I had it all the way down
style.
To my shoulders.
Oh,
right.
Well.
And, and what I did.
Where's the picture of that? Is that on your Instagram?
No, this is like
get
before.
Get that for a Throwback Thursday today.
I'll try to find it. There's really one picture out there circulating. I don't know who has it. One of my friends has it, but it's a Polaroid. But what I did is I ended up. Yeah.
Oh
my yeah.
God. What the hell?
No, we're so old.
That's
even Rudy's
useless.
Old.
My friends had a Polaroid. So I what I did is I braided my hair. And I got cornrows. And I looked terrible. I thought I was going to look cool, but I looked ridiculous.
Why? You got like bumps on your head?
No, I just realized that the back of my head is like flat.
Oh.
And it's like, yeah, I got this weird slant on the back of my head.
Laid on your back too long as a baby.
That's probably what it was, me and my lazy ass.
You need to not care about stuff like that.
I mean, I don't care about it, Vinny, until somebody pointed it out and they started telling me, they're like, dude, you got a flat ass head. The back of your
what?
Head is flat. And I was like,
pull
no
down
way.
Your, take off your headphones again and pull down the All back right. of your hair. So let me see that. Oh, look at that.
It's, I don't know if you
it's
can.
Pretty, it's
I don't
pretty,
see it.
It's pretty
you know what?
Close.
You're a
like
handsome kid. You shouldn't think twice about any of that stuff.
It's because your nose sticks out, so it looks flatter than I think it is.
I have bird-like features on my face.
So it comes forward,
yeah.
And then to have the flat back of the head is
yeah,
very...
Yeah, I definitely have bird-like features. Yeah.
I like your face.
I have, the... Remember those... You know what I look like? I look like those
you
crows.
You look like an angry bird.
I look like those crows from Dumbo, the movie
oh,
Dumbo.
Yeah.
They just have that weird
when
look.
When
you know?
I see an elephant fly.
That's what my facial features
that's
are.
That's actually
much.
A fairly racist movie. It's short.
It's extremely, yeah.
And it's a really, I actually love the movie, but man, as an adult watching it with my kids, I was like, oh boy.
Dude, there's a lot of stuff like that.
Even the dudes who are setting up the tents for the circus as they come into town, they're all sort of faceless black guys swinging the mallets, and then the crows are all, you know, they all sound like black dudes.
Well, you gotta remember, the movie was made when, like in the 40s?
Probably.
So they were not that far away from like the Jim Crow, regular Jim Crow era, where it was just common, and it was and even probably at the time when they were writing it, they definitely didn't think
was
there was anything
wrong
with
it. Probably super mild, right?
Yeah, they were like, "Oh, this is going to be great. This really shows what the South is like." You know,
yeah.
That they probably felt that they were on top of it with that. So, but you see a lot of that type of weird stuff, especially in Disney movies.
Mm. Yeah, well, because they're so old and they've hung around. Like those are actually movies from the 30s and 40s that you would have seen, or 40s and 50s. I don't know when.
Yes,
but yeah, Song of the South that doesn't even get. Put out anymore.
You know, I want to point, since we're on this topic, I do want to point something out that I thought was like really fascinating, because when you're a kid, you don't realize what you're looking at when you're looking at cartoons. If you ever notice that a lot of cartoons in different forms, whether it's video games, whether it's mainstream cartoons, whether it's Disney characters, one of the things that that a lot of them have are white gloves. Okay, a lot of them were, if you notice,
mm-hmm.
Mickey Mouse,
sure.
Bugs Bunny, a lot of these Sonic the Hedgehog, Mario, Super Mario. They all wear white gloves, and there's a reason, okay? Because the original cartoons, a lot of them were depicted off of the minstrel shows. Do you know what a minstrel show is?
Yeah.
When white dudes wear blackface
right.
and start singing and dancing, you know? So a lot of those
white... So you're
white,
saying those were...
Those white gloves were the gloves that the white dudes on stage would wear during the minstrel shows.
So they wouldn't have to put the makeup on their hands.
Exactly. So what ended up happening is that that element was introduced into cartoons like in the early 1900s. And it's stuck around to this day.
Yeah.
So if you ever wonder why your favorite cartoons are wearing white gloves, it's because it's a derivative of the old minstrel shows and how that culture seeped into cartoons when cartoons became
that
popular.
That is fascinating.
So I thought that was
Thank
really...
Thank you for that little nugget.
Yeah, I thought that was really weird and crazy that, you know, it just goes to show like little things will go throughout time and you won't even realize what they are, but they're right in your face. And here we are, Sonic the Hedgehog, Super Mario, Mickey Mouse, all
those
these cats.
They're not even necessarily nods to someone wearing blackface.
No.
It's just the way characters are portrayed.
It's part of the cartoon complex.
Right.
It's part of the cartoon.
The lore.
The lore, yeah.
Right.
So
oh,
there you
interesting.
Go.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I just even thought that. About that. All I thought about was Mickey Mouse when you said that, but you're right. I think that those characters all have those things.
Yeah, just start observing hands. Start
like
observing
on Tom
hands.
And Jerry, do they have, like the old Tom and Jerry's, do they have gloves on?
Tom and Jerry don't have gloves.
Yeah.
They don't have gloves on.
What about Mighty
I don't think
Mouse?
They make, who?
Mighty Mouse.
Mighty Mouse? Mighty Mouse.
No gloves on Mighty Mouse.
No, but the Animaniacs from the Warner Brothers Animaniacs.
Who are they? Which ones are they?
This is like a new development that they came up with like in the early 90s, mid 90s, mm-hmm. where it was basically a spin-off of every Warner Brothers cartoon that was ever made. And they created this new group called the Animaniacs. It was Wacko, Jacko, and Dot. I remember them clearly. I used to watch that every day when I'm looking at Vaughn right now. I used to run home and watch
Jacko,
that every day.
Wacko, Jacko.
Woody Woodpecker has gloves.
Does he really?
Oh, Mighty Mouse does have gloves. We're looking
oh,
at it on
see,
the screen.
Let me see Mighty Mouse.
No, I'm looking at Mighty Mouse oh. doesn't have gloves.
Oh.
Where do you see gloves?
Certain pictures, yes.
Certain
gloves.
Pictures he does have yes. gloves.
Maybe
certain
they phased pictures. Out the gloves.
Yeah.
Oh,
look at that.
Gloves,
oh,
but
my
others,
God.
He doesn't have them. So
and then
that's
what was
weird.
The other one you said has them?
Woody Woodpecker.
Woody Woodpecker.
That's so funny.
Woody Woodpecker.
What about like Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote? I feel like they didn't have gloves.
I don't think he had arms. The Roadrunner didn't have arms.
Yeah.
Unless he had like white shoes on or something like that. But no.
Meet me.
Yeah.
But
I don't think Wile E. Coyote had it. Bugs does
That's
though.
That's funny. Porky Pig, does he have gloves?
I don't think Porky.
Does he have hands or
Elmer
does he just
doesn't.
Have little...
Porky
little
doesn't.
Hooves?
Just no, he has hands.
He's got. See, I can't trust a pig with fingers. Can't not. If you don't have hooves.
Does Porky have fingers or does Porky have...
I think he actually, on his hands, he has fingers.
Fingers.
And then he has hooves for feet.
Hooves on the bottom. Yeah.
For his feet.
Wow.
This has been an educational...
Fascinating.
Yeah, it's been very interesting.
Yeah.
And as a side note, I want to tell you guys another person that people think that I look like. And I honestly, this is dead on.
Goofy's got gloves.
Goofy's got gloves.
Honey. What about Pluto? Oh, no. He's an actual dog.
Yeah,
right? He walks around.
Yeah. He doesn't wear gloves.
Yeah.
People think that I look like the Count from Sesame Street.
Oh,
which I think is super accurate. Which is really accurate.
A one ringy thingy.
A one. A two piñatas.
Nice. Oh, you should really work on that. You should hone that. Actually, that'd be a great Halloween costume for you,
dude,
too.
Dude,
especially
need,
with the beard now.
All I need is
you have
a monocle.
The same shaped face, like big cheekbones and kind of a narrowed down chin. That's, yeah, the
and
big
the
nose, the
yes.
hacker.
I'm telling
it's
you.
Good.
And then when they told me that, like, it hurt my heart because I was like, damn, that's dead on. Because
yeah. You need a cape.
I do.
And gloves. The guy wears my
right,
gloves.
Right.
That dude wore gloves.
He's got the gloves on. I'm
oh,
telling
that's
you.
That's good.
That's the one people, and that's the one that was told to me a long time ago and it always stuck with me.
I the just, Count.
I believe it's true. The
I
Count.
I love it. It's good. It's a good one.
Yeah.
He's very handsome. You need. Doesn't he wear a monocle?
He wears a monocle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I got to
so
rock
get
the monocle.
That, yeah.
How does a monocle even stay on?
I think that
you have to hold
squint.
It with your eye.
Squint it into
you
your
squint.
Eye. Yeah, it goes right underneath your eyebrow and then sits in the sag of your, like maybe the bottom of your ocular.
No, it sits in your eye bag.
Oh, it sits right on your eye bag?
But it doesn't because no one wears those. They're just in cartoons or TV shows. No one.
Colonel Klink wore those, didn't he?
The Monopoly cool. guy.
Zero?
Are sure. they coming back?
Doesn't the Peanuts guy?
The Peanut guy who also has gloves.
Does he have a monocle or does he have two? He's got, but that he holds them on a stick.
No, I think he actually has a monocle.
Oh.
I think it's just like one of those right there.
Yeah.
Trying to make Peanuts very
I'm
classy.
Trying to bring back the monocle.
Bring that back.
Yeah.
The Google monocle.
That's Google nice. Monocle.
They need to make that.
Actually,
I'd wear that if Google actually.
Yeah, you just have a headband. You flick down like a monocle whenever
all
you
day.
Need.
All day.
Let's do some bad advice.
I
thought
I
you had a couple
I
doozies.
Do. I have some good ones.
In 2014, the monocle is making a comeback.
It's going to
the New York Times.
We're bringing sexy back with the monocle.
So we were talking about pregnancy. Have you ever knocked a chick up? You got any kids?
No, I don't have any kids.
Oh.
I don't have any kids.
You ever boned a pregnant lady?
Yes, I have.
Oh.
Yeah.
When did that happen?
You have?
Yeah, I have.
So she was pregnant with somebody
How
else's
pregnant?
Kid, and you picked her up and said, I'm in.
She... Yeah.
How pregnant?
What?
Yeah.
She was only a couple weeks pregnant though. There was no bump.
Well,
no bump.
Well, that doesn't
but
count.
But she told you.
Well,
she
I mean,
pregnant.
But she told me she was pregnant, and I had to really think about it. I was like, damn, don't want to have sex with this girl who already has a baby in her. And there was things that there was like pros and cons to it. You
well,
know.
You, okay, so let me ask you this: you came right inside her, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course
yeah.
You did.
I didn't
you're
even.
Like,
I didn't even. And I was laughing
you
while
a
I
condom. On some chick you didn't know?
No, no, I knew her. I knew her.
Did you?
I did. Well, you know, I didn't know she was pregnant until about 30 minutes before.
You didn't wear a condom every time.
Yeah, but I grew up in a different age. I'm 100 years older than you.
I mean, no, but I was young at the time, so I guess my naivete, I guess I could use that as an excuse, but, you know. But,
so, what
but
was
it's true.
So you actually made a list of pros and cons in your head before you boned this chick?
Yeah, I was like, okay, pro, like, you know, I can go raw dog and nobody's going to wear it's not a big deal. You know what I mean? So, and as Vinny is alluding to right now, that's the biggest pro there is.
Yeah,
that's about as pro as you can get. But then con, I was like, is there something wrong with this girl right now? Like, am I fucking some emotionally challenged person because she's having sex with me, knowing that she's gonna have a baby. Like I feel like I'm not just we're not just cheating on your dude. We're cheating on your baby also. Like,
oh, was she
baby.
Cheating on the guy?
Yeah, she was cheating on
the dude. Oh god,
she was still with him.
Yeah.
And why did she even bother to tell you she was pregnant?
That's what I'm saying. That's why I kept thinking to myself. I was like, damn, this girl is fucked up in the head. Something is wrong with her. As I'm like, taking off my pants.
She's like, well, I'm married, yeah, and I have a baby in my tummy, and this dumb fucker still wants to bone me. She's probably thinking, you're the one that's got something wrong with you.
I mean, I probably do. I'm not denying that whatsoever.
That's true.
I'm not, probably do.
You
know, did you know the guy?
No, I didn't know the guy. I knew who he was, you know, but we weren't like friends or anything like that, you know. So I knew her. I'd known her for years. Here's how it came about. I'd known her for years. And when I found out she was pregnant, we kind of had this moment where it was like unspoken, but we both knew, like, damn, we should have been together. Like, we were the ones that should have been together, right?
Oh.
So that sparked the emotion in the moment. So, you know, we started messing around, and then flirtation turns into real heavy, like, touching and stuff like that. So it ended up happening, and we kind of both knew that we were wrong. But at the same time, it was like we were overcome with this emotion of, like, it should have been us together, not you and this guy.
Yeah, you keep telling yourself that.
That's what I was telling myself in the moment.
I have the ultimate question.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Did you ever meet the baby?
Oh, that is a good question. Did you meet the baby?
I never met the baby. I heard that he's a very smart kid at this point. He's doing
really
well.
He has a dent in his head.
That's exactly what I was thinking using.
So why haven't you met the kid?
I just haven't had.
Why don't you
do
this? Now that we all know the story, why don't you go to
his name is RJ.
Go to the chick's house, take a picture of you with, you know, holding the kid. Yeah. And the
kid.
Post it.
How old's the kid now?
I want to say, damn, like 13 maybe now.
Awesome.
Yeah, that I can meet the kid and just sit him down and be like, hey, kid, I need to tell you a story.
Your mom's a slut.
Your mom's a slut. And
so did you see her more after that?
I saw. We only had sex once.
First night you ever met.
No, he knew her. I knew the girl.
All right.
But after that, you know, we never had sex again. We never really even saw each other like in it. Because we both knew it was wrong. We both knew that there was some degree
of. Is she
still
with the
wrong
dude?
No, she's no longer with the guy.
Well, that's a surprise.
You know what I mean? Like, that was clearly the beginning of the end, you know? But I think they were together for like 7 or 8 years.
Oh, well, they did have a kid together.
It was just a matter of time.
Kids will do that to you.
Just a matter of time.
I guess I better
so.
Stick this out.
Yeah, I did do that. It's one of those things, you know, it's kind of one of those things that you just kind of look at and you're like, oh, wow. So
well, the story that we were actually talking about is that I have a pregnant partner.
Yes.
And this is our second time going through the pregnancy sex. And she seems to have a go-to move, and it's not really, you know how as a guy you can, there are times when it's clear you get the lead and you usually will throw her on her knees and be like, well, this is how this is going to happen.
Right.
So there's that, but it seems she's really leading me to, she needs to be on her back and I need to be coming in sort of side point.
Okay.
And getting her that way, and she holds her little vibrator on her clit and we do it that way. And then at some point she throws the vibrator as she finishes, which is my like path clear finish.
That's
whenever you're
cue.
Ready. Right.
Yeah.
I can finish now.
And hurry up while you're at it.
Yeah.
I'm done. Let's get this over with.
At what point does the kid start banging on the door?
Well, that's happened.
Like, Papa!
No, that's happened.
Not now! Busy in here!
The truth is, I cannot finish when the kid has come into the picture. I don't have the focus to finish.
No.
It's a bummer.
If a baby even starts crying, like, if, God forbid you have the baby monitor in the room with you, or it's just like, oh, Jesus.
I can only finish when the baby's not born yet. And that's the only time. That's the only time I can knock it
out. So anyway, we talked about that, and then Bryn was totally like, "Yeah, that's how that happens." So, and really, I was curious from a woman's standpoint, but Sarah doesn't seem to remember at all how it was for her. So
long ago.
That's why we were talking about it.
You don't remember your pregnancy sex?
I mean, I remember that we definitely did have sex. I just don't remember there being like.
She blocked it.
No, I didn't. I remember not being able to lay on my back. Like, it was really uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's why I think it's weird.
Yeah, it's like a, you know, it's just not it obviously wasn't all that remarkable.
But I heard that women actually get really horny when they're pregnant.
Yeah, I was pretty horny. Second trimester is supposedly you pass like any morning sickness and that kind of thing, and then you're just like in the glow. I think you're getting a lot of hormones. I was super horny when I was pregnant. Both times.
I think that at least with my partner, I have found that the lack or inability to move outweighs any horny feeling. She's
right.
Bummed. She wants to bone like we bone. And
right.
She is sort of like this person that...
She's a whale.
Pull up, pull me up.
Yeah.
Put your arm out.
Pull me up. I'm like, let me just bring it to your face. Just stay right there.
It's like having your luggage just like strapped onto your body. Like you can't do shit.
Right.
I could imagine if you're a pregnant woman, you're horny. It's like, what can you possibly do? The only thing I could imagine that you could do, and of course, I'm sure there's a lot of women out there that are very athletic and can do a lot of stuff with that big old belly, but I would think that doggy style would be like
the only thing. That was my whole point, is that you'd think that would be the one.
Right.
And it's not.
I bet that gets uncomfortable too, just like hanging down.
Because it's probably pulling, I mean, I could imagine it's pulling on your body, but then there is no comfortable position, I would think, you know?
Yeah, I don't really remember.
I've never had sex with a pregnant girl that had the belly, but I've dated a lot of like single moms, and they've told me, they're like, you know what? They're like, would you ever be against like having sex with a pregnant woman? Like if me and you were together and we had a kid? And I'm like, no, of course not. But then I started thinking, I was like, I mean, what can we possibly do though? You know, like you're not going to get on top. Or are you? I don't know. I mean, I would think you're not going to get on top.
Please don't. You're going to crush me.
You don't.
Right.
It's not that. It's actually on top just isn't great functional.
No.
It's not.
Well, you're just so heavy and every movement is hard to do. So, like, there's a lot of acting. Like, it's kind of on the girl when you're, you know, on top. Like, there's a lot you got to control. And, I just don't have the energy for that shit.
If you can prop up
pregnant
a little bit, I can, you know.
Sure.
Push up
from below.
Right. I don't mind that, but the belly is a thing. And also, while I'm boning you, I don't
want that in your face.
Yeah, I don't necessarily want that. Oh, look, she moved.
I've been
with plenty of girls with bellies, you know. The belly's not going to be that big of a deal, but this is a different
like
type of belly, though.
Right.
A big belly. And
yeah. I've been with bellies. I've been belly to belly with a couple of girls.
Hey, Rudy. What's up? Will you promise us right now that you're going to go visit that kid?
No, he's not going to do that.
No,
don't answer for
not.
Him, Sarah.
I saw the look on his face.
If I get 300 more followers.
Oh, my God.
It's Rudy. What are you at right now?
I'm at 2,000.
If he breaks 3,000 today, how about that?
If I break 3,000.
No, not today. If you break 3,000 before the end of summer, you'll go visit the kid.
The end of summer?
I got 2,619 followers.
Sarah, we want the picture of him and the kid. Stop, like, making it hard.
No,
make
look,
it easy.
Let's make it a challenge.
I don't want that picture.
I don't want it to get back to that kid.
Why?
Because that just doesn't seem like something I want a kid to know.
Yeah.
All right, how about this? I won't meet the kid and talk to him, but I'll figure out a way to take a picture with him.
Yeah,
and,
like...
Okay. What are you, dress as Santa?
He'll be across the street.
That doesn't count.
He'll be across the street in the background.
I'll be like, hey, kid, come here. I used to bang your mom.
I want to take a picture with you.
If I break 3,000 followers by the end of May...
Oh.
Then
the
I will seek that kid
way.
Out
All
right.
and somehow take a picture
right
with him. I'm at 2,619.
Hey, when you do stand up and you're touring with a group of guys, right?
Yes, I am, with two guys, Chris Estrada and Frankie Quinones. Oh.
So when you do stand up, do you at the end of your show say, "Hey, follow me on Instagram"? And
I will. I'll mention it at the end. Like if I end with like a really good joke and I get a really good laugh, I just shut the fuck up and get off. You know, because I've learned
no,
that.
No, that's when you tell them, follow me at It's Rudy Ortiz. Well, it used to be 9 Rudy Ortiz, but now it's
more.
At Rudy Ortiz.
There may be some confusion, but
that
actually, I've learned that sometimes it kills the vibe. And it's like, it's really about the way that you leave the crowd feeling, like the feeling that you leave them with.
Maybe you should wear a shirt that says, just to clarify, at It's Rudy
I know what
Ortiz.
You should do. This is what you should do. Walk out there with the sweater.
Right.
At the end of your last joke, everyone's laughing. Pull up the sweater.
Take the
point
sweater
to
off.
Your shirt and walk off.
Boom. I like, dude, you have great ideas.
You are amazing.
Take a picture
woman.
With the kid.
That's what I need, a picture with me and this kid. And the kid will have a handle that says, at It's Rudy Ortiz.
There you go.
A shirt with a handle on it.
Just, you can paste that
these
on
are
there.
Marketing. These
that
are marketing
would be the
schemes.
Best. Put that shirt on that kid.
All right, so 20 minutes later, here we go. This is a response to... So on Tuesday, we talked a little bit about this whole sex pregnancy positions thing. This lady writes, I have to respond to the conversation regarding sex during pregnancy. I'm 37. I'm 18 weeks pregnant with my fourth baby.
Oh, my.
I have a 17-year-old, a 14-year-old, a 2-year-old at home, and now an 18-week-old in
Damn,
the belly.
12 years in between the second
I wonder if they're different dads. Does it say?
It does, no, it doesn't, but it
does she know Rudy?
Sort of sounds like it. I
it
mean,
seems
that's a
like
long
that's two separate
time.
Relationships,
it does.
Doesn't it?
I have to say, while I may not enjoy the physical changes that are coming with this baby, I am most definitely enjoying sex. I can smell my husband from a mile away.
Ooh. Wow. Interesting.
There's all that extra blood flow and some swelling that occurs down there, and it makes everything feel 100 times better. My nipples are extra sensitive, and it's almost like my nerves are on the outside of my body.
Wow.
I prefer to be on top as I can control the angle and speed. Our second go-to, though, is also great. I have my husband lay on his side, and I swing my leg that's closest up over him.
That's the one.
Or hold it myself, and he's in control from there. I'm on my back, more or less, so he can play with my nipples if he wants. It's perfect. I can reach my lady button for extra stimulation.
That's the one.
That's a good call.
And what's the place I heard y'all talking about that does topless facials?
Topless facials?
Yuzi, weren't you talking
Sounds
about
like
this?
A site on Pornhub.
Topless facials.
Didn't you say you got this?
Like a facial, right? Not like
no, like well, a, like an actual spa treatment, but you do it topless and they rub your tits too.
Oh, I've never really had that done, but yeah, they do it. I have a friend of mine that is a masseuse that does that.
Wait a minute, wait. Hold
Dang.
On. Hold on. The woman gets a facial, is getting a facial done. And the woman who's getting the facial done has her shirt removed?
Yes.
Oh, I thought I could get a facial and rub some titties at the same time. Okay, but no, it's the other way around. You have to be the one getting the facial.
Well, but I would rub some ladies' titties.
Hell yeah.
Oh, so you guys are offering facials with titty massage?
With titty rubs, sure.
Yeah, immediately.
That sounds
okay,
great.
Okay, well, to this person who wrote in, looks like you can email Vinny or at It's Rudy
Actually,
Ortiz.
Exactly.
And,
let my man Rudy handle that.
I will
I don't
believe
think
you
I
might
can.
Get in a little trouble for that.
I will turn into think. A...
You're just offering a spa service, Vinny.
No.
I mean, if you can make money off of giving a facial... And then I actually rubbing some titties at the same time. That's I will learn everything there is to know about facials. And
yeah,
I'll,
you should
I'll
become, go to esthetician school.
That's what I need. That's what I need to
that
do.
That is obviously you're in the wrong career.
And I could just I could do the count character. Be like ah.
One titty titty.
Titty.
Two titty titty. God. All right, let's see if I have a short one here.
All right.
That would feel so freaking good.
Hell yeah. That sounds awesome.
I can't even imagine.
Need
it.
That. Ooh.
You need that.
Yeah.
A booby rub?
Yeah, I always do.
Every time I'm with my girl, like if I have a girl in my life, you know, and like she wants her back rubbed, it always ends up with me rubbing her titties
of
or her
course
ass
it does.
One way or another.
If,
like, she could say my feet hurt.
If Yuzette called you over and said, Rudy, I just need you to rub my breast, nothing else, could you do it?
Hell yeah.
All right. Well, you got
I could
you
rub
try
any
to
titties.
Stick your boner in there?
I could rub. No, I won't try to do that because I have self-control.
Yeah,
I have self-control.
That's a good question.
But wait, the question
wait,
is.
He's coming in his pants.
Right? But it's like a gentleman. I keep it packed
the
away.
Question is, do you like that?
Rubbing titties?
No, to use that. You like dick between your titties?
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
But not Rudy's dick.
No, not mine. I mean, that's
come on.
That's fine. That's fine. Messed this dick up. Has many
what?
Crevices that it could
I
be placed in.
I only have my husband's. Come on now.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
And you, Hooman.
Okay.
There we go, clearly.
Wow, that just took a turn.
Hooman?
But yeah, but definitely.
One time, this girl called up Hooman and said, I just got a boob job and I need someone to come over and massage my boobs for me.
Yeah.
Boom.
And he went over there and rubbed her boobs for 3 hours straight. And then she's like, okay, I'm done. Get out.
That's a beautiful thing.
See?
Everybody
wins. But I used to date the girl, but we weren't dating anymore. But yeah, that's true.
So she felt like, well, this dude's already handled my boobs. And I know he has the softest hands on earth.
And he's strong, a skilled masseuse.
If there was more, I mean, if there was more women like that that would just let me rub their titties, I mean, honestly,
it would be a very different
world.
You know what, though? It's not true because I remember, you know, when you're coming up and everything you do sexually is in increments. And so there's you make out, and then I remember the first girl let me touch her boobs.
Right.
But she was like, stay here. And I'm there, and I'm on her boobs, and I don't want to not touch her boobs, but right. I definitely want to touch her pussy.
Right.
So I'm trying to move, but not make her mad, because I don't want to not... The whole thing is, you couldn't stay on the titties, is my point.
But you just said it right there, though, Vinny. That's when you were coming up, when you were a little bit younger, and you still didn't know the game. Rubbing titties for fun is a grown man's game. You know? you can't give that type of power to a youngster. And it's not their fault. They're just young and they don't know the game yet. When you're 30 plus and somebody says rub these titties and no more, you don't say shit. You go straight to the titties, handle it, and then you walk away like a gentleman.
You know what? I don't think I've matured enough to be able to do that. I'd be like, I have an injury that needs servicing, and it's right here.
Well, it's up to you. It's 1 o'clock.
I need your help.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, jeez. It's a grown man's game.
Yeah, that's funny.
How long have we done?
34 minutes.
You know,
good job, everyone. Job.
This is a long one.
Come on.
God, Rudy, just take over.
Incredible.
You ruined the whole show.
Say
constant talking.
The titty rubbing.
Let's get those 3,000 followers.
It's Rudy Ortiz.
Yes, if you want to see my...
We want to see the baby. Baby. We want to see your son.
We want to see this 13-year-old... RJ.
Oh, we want to see your 13-year-old son, bro.
Yeah, we call him RJ.
Make him wear the t-shirt.
Little RJ.
It's Rudy Ortiz. Right, see ya.
The end.